Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the early morning edition of the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we're going to have a very special guest, Psalmist Keisha Rainey, who is a BET sensation. But first, let us get into the business of God and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry on this morning. I appreciate you listening, and please, please, please tell others about the Love Live Jesus Ministry. I would like to pray, then I'm going to give you an encouraging word, then we're going to introduce our guest, and then we're going to have an interview with our guest, Ms. Keisha Rainey. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. You started us on our way, Heavenly Father, and you've just helped us and you've kept us all night, Lord, and we ask that you bless this day to be a day in which we magnify and we glorify who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the victories, Lord. We thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountain experiences, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to emulate who you are, and would you continue to help us to be who you would have us to be, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each person who's listening right now and those who will listen. Would you bless the guest as she come on the ministry, Heavenly Father, continue to bless her hands and the works that she put out, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to just uplift, and would you continue to help us to be the vessels that you would have us to be, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be a beacon and a shining light, Lord, in this dark world. Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord, those who are coming out of the hospitals, and would you just continue to increase the territories and continue to just help us to be who you are, Lord. And now, Lord, we ask, would you bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight, Lord, and would you just help us to continue to do your holy and righteous will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before our guest comes on, I'm going to encourage you. On tomorrow, we're going to have a series this week entitled God Builds the Bridge to Success. And with this particular, I guess, monthly motivational teaching or ministry, we're going to really focus on the architect of the bridge. How does God construct the bridge according to the desires of our heart? How does he construct the bridge? And so I really want you to focus in on that particular topic, because we're going to really focus on success this month. As CEOs, we're going to focus on success. As people of God, we're going to focus on success. And we're just going to have a good time in the Lord. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in. And I spoke to Miss Rainey this morning, and she should be calling in any minute. But before she calls in, I just want you to remember that every day of our lives is an opportunity for us to be better and for us to do better. And in our doing, we should always do things that will magnify and glorify who God is. And so while we wait, I want us to think about that particular saying, that we should always do things that glorify and magnify who God is. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, while we wait on Miss Keisha Rainey, I'm going to give her time to call in, and she is here. We're going to go ahead and go into our interview. I would like to introduce to you a BET sensation. She is an up-and-coming artist from Nashville, Tennessee, and God says she's already there because she's so anointed. She has received many awards. She's performed in many places. She set records on the internet radio as a new artist, holding the number one spot, and there is no stopping her now. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Keisha Rainey. Miss Rainey, good morning. Are you on the line?
Good morning. I am.
How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm doing
great.
How are
you doing?
How are you?
Great. Thanks for asking. On today, Miss Rainey, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about your ministry. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, as you said, my name is Keisha Rainey from Nashville, Tennessee. I started singing at the age of 6 years old and always dreamed of becoming a singer. And so I finally got the opportunity, I guess in the early 2000s, to do some studio background work. From there, actually got with the company that I was doing studio background work for, and I started taking voice lessons and went from there, you know, cut a demo and things like that. Things went a little sour with me and the company that I was with, and I kind of lost a love for singing, lost a love for music, and so really didn't want to go that way. And it was actually questioning, was it really worth it, you know? And then I got a call, maybe a few months after that, from a radio angel here in Nashville to do a birthday celebration, and really didn't want to do it, but I did it anyway.
Good.
And
obedience,
so,
right?
Obedience, that's it. So I ended up singing, and there were a couple of guys there who heard me sing and really loved it and were interested in working with me. And because of just coming out of a business relationship, I did not want to go into another one so soon. And so I was like, no, I'm going to have to wait a minute. And so prayed about it. A year later, they came back to me. And, you know, after that, I had, you know, pretty much had a chance to kind of heal and, you know, just allow God to do his thing. And because all the while I knew what my calling was. You know, but sometimes, you know, situations, and we can get into ourselves too, you know.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, we can get into ourselves. And so from there, I started, actually said yes and started working with the guys, and who actually is a quartet group. And it's Donnie Darrell and the Joy Boys. Yeah, Donnie Darrell and the Joy Boys, who you've probably seen them on BET. They actually produced my debut album from there, and the rest is history.
Wow. And speaking of that,
yeah.
You know, when you speak about that you said yes to the Lord, let's talk about the CD Lord You, because we're going to play it in a few minutes. Tell us a little bit about that CD and what really inspired you to sing that song, and, you know, what do you want the people to get out of that song?
Actually, Lord You is my current album that we just released it mid-2014. And I was really excited about this project because it shows growth from where I was when I first released my debut project, which was in 2009. So we actually waited 5 years before we released that project. And it allowed, you know, God was able to develop me as a songwriter within that 5 years, spiritually, just perfecting my craft as an artist. So it really allowed me to grow a lot from, you know, from where I started from. So I'm really thankful for that. On this project, I call it 10 amazing tracks.
Mm-hmm, right.
But you get a variety of styles. With this song, Lord You, I don't know if you're asking me about the project or the actual single, because I've got the single, it's called Lord You as well. And mm-hmm. I actually got a chance to do the single Lord You on BET, which aired December 14th on the new season. And what's funny is the project is really contemporary, little urban, kind of, you know, got a variety of sounds. And so that we had like eight songs on it. And my manager came to me and was like, Keisha, okay, we need people to see the other side of you.
That's right.
I said, okay.
Uh-huh.
So because I'm a worshiper, I love to worship. I love to worship.
Yes.
And I lead uh-huh. praise and worship at my church, you know, and all of that. So he was like, people don't get a chance to see that side of you. So he said, I want you to write a praise and worship song, or actually a praise song and a worship mm-hmm. song, basically. And I was like, mm-hmm. okay. So the last two songs ended up being more of a worship, I believe, which is more of a worship song. Uh-huh. And then Lord You is a really upbeat praise song. And wow, I've gotten so much great feedback off of both of them, and being able to do Lord You on national TV. Man, it's been awesome. It has been awesome. Radio is loving it. People that are hearing it are loving it. When I get to do it, you know, at concerts and things like that, they're loving it. So, and I thank God for giving me that song and allowing me to write that song, giving me the lyrics for it, and just being able to bless people.
That's good. And speaking of blessing people, we're going to listen to the song you sent me, Lord You. Is that okay?
Yes, most definitely.
All right.
I
Keisha, that is a beautiful, anointed voice, and it's so personalized. Lord, you, what a phenomenal,
yes,
just spiritual song. Great
Thank
job.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. Now, as you mentioned, you've had the opportunity to minister on BET and the Word Network, and you told us about your ministry and your music. What projects do you currently have that you're thinking
about working on? Right now I have my debut project, which is Breakthrough. That was the very first one I did in 2009. And then I currently have my project, Lord You, which has 10 mm-hmm. tracks on it. And again, both of them are, you know, contemporary. I call it a melting pot of styles. But of course, the message of it and all of it is Jesus.
That's right. That's right. Now, tell us a little bit about Breakthrough, because we're going to listen to that song too, because these songs are powerful. And I'm going to tell you what I really like about them. I really like how you personalize, like you said, the Lord, because we want to make sure that we keep God as the center. And then when you
yes.
have this song, Breakthrough, you know, we depend on the Lord, and he can give us the breakthrough that we're looking for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about this song, Breakthrough, before we play it.
This was actually the very first song that I wrote all the way through by myself, independently. Honestly, I did not want to be a writer. I did not want to be a songwriter. I wanted somebody to just pitch me a song, and I listen to it, I sing it, record it, and all of that, you know. But my manager was like, Keisha, no. He saw the gift of writing before I did, you know. He was like, you're going to write. We're not going anywhere else to look for songs. You've got it, you know, and
that's right.
So that's what Breakthrough was. And actually it was written. It's funny how you said it was personalized, because when I wrote it, I was going through a rough time in my life. At that time I was working, I lost my job, and just, you know, at that point I was at home, and kind of in a, like, I would say, like a mild depression, I guess, you know, in a pity party,
right.
Feeling sorry for myself. And one day it hit me. I'm like, okay, I grabbed my Bible, started reading it. I
mm-hmm.
went and ran me some bath water,
uh-huh.
candlelight, all that kind of stuff. And
uh-huh.
lyrics just, and I just started talking to God, and lyrics just started coming. One after another.
Bless God.
This too shall pass. There's a breakthrough that's coming for you. This too shall pass. There's a breakthrough that's waiting for you. You got to claim
Praise
it,
God.
Receive it, believe it. And
that's right.
Never did I know that it would minister the way it did. And not only minister to other people, but it ministered to me. Even after
that's
the fact,
right.
after it was recorded, after the song was finished, after it was out, it was coming back full circle to me again and again and again. And then on top of that, I was getting emails from people who had bought the song and was like, oh, my goodness, that song saved me. That song saved my life. And it's a matter of letting people know that no, life is going to be about ups and downs. You know, it is, you know, it's not always going to be good, you know. But the thing is, as you're going through situations, as you're going through your circumstances, the key word is through, which means you're going to come out of it. It's a temporary thing. And that's what we have to understand. It's not going to last forever. And what we have to do is know that God has our breakthrough. And a lot of times
right.
we don't receive it because we don't believe it. And so that's
right.
where you've got to believe it. You've got to claim it. You've got to receive it. You've got to believe and trust God for who he is, that what he says he will do, he will do. We serve an all-powerful God. And we've
Amen.
Got to believe him as such, you know, and
that's
stop
right.
trying to do things on our own strength. you know.
You're right.
And so that's where breakthrough came from. It too shall pass. Whatever it is you're going through right now, know it's just temporary. It's just temporary. You will come through.
That's right. And Ms. Keisha, I have a caller who wants to make a comment or ask a question. Caller?
Okay. Awesome.
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Great. Hello. This is Evelyn Green here. And I thank you for allowing me to come on and speak. But Ms. Keisha Rainey, awesome woman of God. I just want to thank you for anointed music that you're reaching all of God's children with. It's so anointing, and that's an awesome song there that I just heard. And I just felt in my heart to just say I celebrate you. I thank God that he's allowing you to reach children with your anointed music and songs and your writing. And I want to ask you a question for our young listeners out there. What would you advise our young listeners out there that's trying to start out, want to sing gospel music? What would you advise them to do?
First, let me say thank you so much for calling in and for your encouraging words. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much. As far as our young people, it's first of all, it's being connected to God, your source. And it's understanding what your gift is. Everybody's not going to be called to be an artist. So it's knowing what you're called to do. Some people are just called to sing at church, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you're calling in, you do your best at it. But I believe that your gift, like the word says, your gift will make room for you. So whatever that is, and I always say one of the things for me as when I was young, I always dreamed big. So I would say dream and dream big. As a kid, as a small kid, my dream was always to sing on the biggest stages. Mm-hmm. That has never changed for me. You know, that will never change for me. That's always going to be my long-term goal, is to sing on the biggest stages. You know, being able to change the world, you know, whatever God has for me, you know. Mm-hmm. It's always about to being around positive people.
Mm-hmm.
People that are going to challenge you. You know, as young people, you know, we have to stay around, you know, people who have the same vision in mind. Not necessarily, you know, if I'm going to be a singer, I don't necessarily have to be around other singers, but people who want greater in life, who want better, who want more in life, not just to settle. You don't want to, you know, hang around people that are going to bring you down, who are going to tear you down, who are going to take you backwards. You always want to go forward in everything that you're doing, you know, and just being around. And the biggest thing, too, is staying around positive people, because you get enough of the criticism out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you see what I'm saying? So you always want to be around those positive people that are going to – now, you always want somebody that's going to hold you accountable, so people who will give you constructive criticism as well. One of the things that I have right now as an artist is I have, you know, people around me that praise me when I do good, but also let me know when there's things that I need to work on. You have to have a balance of that, because that's what makes you better. It's not always easy to hear those things that, you know what I mean, that are hard to hear, you know, but it's necessary.
It's necessary.
That's
awesome. I'd like to add on to that. You know, I totally agree with you, you know, the being around the right people, the right mindset, and not only, you know, just yourself have to be in the right mindset, because you can just the negative things. And when you're around the right people, you can you know, watch what you say to yourself and your thoughts, and you know, in that way. But you're absolutely right. So I just wanted you to, you know, give the listeners out there, especially those young listeners, that feedback. So that's awesome, wonderful, and I love hearing your single that "Love Lord You." That's awesome. Did you say that
you
wrote that?
I wrote that. Yes.
Is awesome. That's wonderful. And I just thank God for your gifts and your potential on the inside that God is bringing out to bless the world. And you are making a change. And I just say, woman of God, just stay focused and stay obedient and let God continue to use you in all that you do. And I ask to continue to richly bless you in your music and in your life and in your family. So, woman of God, thank you so much for being on the air and just sharing your music and sharing all that God has given you. And continue.
And I was gonna add one thing to that for young people. You made me think about it when you were talking, is to stay humble. That is so important. To stay humble. You want people to want to be around you. God can, you can have the best gift, the best talent ever, but if you have the worst attitude, stand right where you are. Your talent is only going to take you so far, so you got to stay humble.
Amen. Amen. And with that, you were speaking and saying stay humble, and how you do that in my walk with the Lord is that we just got to continue to know who's in control, who's the one that's doing it. And it's not you, it's not everybody else, it's not the one that you know or anything. If you continue to know that it's God that's in you, it's God that's in your life, you know, you can't do anything but be humble and give him all the glory and the honor to allow you to walk walk this path. But if you can continue to keep him at the front part of your mind and your desires, you can't do nothing but be humble. So I thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you.
And thank you all for that question. I appreciate that. Okay, we're going to listen to Ms. Keisha Rainey Breakthrough, and then we will continue with our interview.
All right.
Been living my life like everything's okay.
Everything's okay.
Nobody knows my pain, all the hurt inside. My struggle from day to day. Each tear I cry, my daddy wipes away. So I know.
Claim it,
receive it,
and then
Once again, that was Miss Keisha Rainey with Breakthrough, and I just, once again, I have to say, I just love the confidence. You know, you said it's for me, and we have to claim it, like you said, and then receive it, and
yeah.
So we have to believe that the breakthroughs that come within our lives from God is for us.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Well, now, when did you first discover, and I know you started singing at 6, but when did you first discover that you had a passion for singing?
Oh, I would say it had to been around that time. I know when I talked to my family, they would always say that I used to sing all the time, like nonstop around the house. So it had to been around that time that I knew that that's what I wanted to do. Now, I was not into gospel music. Gospel music really didn't come until, well, when I say as far as an artist was, I always sung in the church. I was leading songs in church, you know, as early as 6. But it wasn't until, you know, later on that I really saw it as, you know, being a gospel artist, because I was actually listening to R&B and things like that. That was kind of the style of music that was, you know, on my radio, you know what I mean? That's what
right.
I really listened to.
Right.
So, yeah, so it wasn't really until later, it was like, okay, well, what style of music are you going to sing? And I'm like, wow, I never really thought about it, you know, because when I, you know, back then when I was listening to the radio and, you know, things like that, that I looked at, you know, maybe what a Beyonce was doing or something, you know, that type of thing. And so as I got older and was just in church and things like that, it was kind of like no question as far as what I was going to sing, you know. I was gospel music. I couldn't see myself doing anything else other than that, you know, because God's been good to me, you know. And so from there, that's kind of how, you know, me becoming a gospel artist came about. You know, when the question came, it was like, well, wow, I never really thought about it, but why wouldn't I sing about God? You know, that was just like, there was no question. So that's kind of how, but it wasn't until then. That was probably in, you know, early 2000s, really, when I was, you know, doing voice lessons and things like that, you know. And like I said, I had been in church all of my life. But it wasn't until that point then, I guess, when I really thought about what style of music I would actually do professionally. So.
That's right. Okay. Wow. Now,
yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared and you would like us to know?
No. I mean, I think I've covered everything, but I would love to, you know, if you're having, you know, a concert in, you know, near your city or in your city, you know, I would love to come. If you're having conferences, excuse me, things like that, your Sunday morning worship, you know, I'm available for that. So if you're looking for somebody, you can always contact my manager at J Sound Records Music. That's J Sound Records Music. At gmail.com. You can look for me on all social networks, and I do respond back. So you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My Instagram and my Twitter is at Keisha Rainey. That's KeeshaRainey. Again, that's Keisha Rainey, which is 2 E's, okay? So I don't have an I in my name. Everybody wants to put an I in Keisha. But it's,
right,
again,
right.
It's KeeshaRainey. And that's my Twitter, Instagram handle. And for Facebook, I have a music fan page that I'm trying to get everybody to go to. A lot of people want to go to my personal page, but I'm over my limit. So I'm trying to get everybody to go to my music fan page, and that's Keisha Rainey Music. Okay, so again, that's KeeshaRainey Music. And all you have to do is click like on there. And what I'm doing too is when I post different things, with Lord You being my single, I'm using the hashtag Lord You on a lot of my posts. And so when you think of what God is doing in your life, if he's doing something, or, you know, and the thing is, you know, with that song, him being amazing and all of that, is knowing that we can say Lord You, and that's kind of saying, you know what, I'm taking my hands off of whatever it is, you know, if it's an issue that I'm having, right. I'm taking it, my hands off of it, I'm saying Lord You, it's yours, you know, or when God is blessing, I can say Lord You, because I know he did it. So regardless of whatever is going on in your life, good or bad, you know, ups or downs, you can simply say Lord You. And so I'm having people post that, you know, at the end of their statuses. And when I was on BET, before I went on BET, and during that time, I was really having people doing that, because I'm like, you know, I want this thing to trend. I want this to be, I believe that God is giving me this universal language of saying Lord You, that we can use it. I mean, we always say turn up and different things like that, you know, what the world is saying, but let's say Lord You. You know, let's give him his just
That's
due.
Right.
So, yeah, so if you're thinking about it, you know, when you're posting on social network, use hashtag Lord You at the end of your status.
Great. And Ms. Rainey, I want you to mark down, and I'm going to talk to you more about it offline, but I want you to mark down the first Saturday in June. We're having a huge youth conference, and I would love for you to come.
Wow.
And so
yes.
I will speak to you about it off air, and I would love to hear you sing. I have someone who just texted me and said, you know, you ought to invite her. So, yes, I would love to have
you
to Big Waco, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Yes.
Yeah,
that would
be
great.
And you said you're going to be at the Stellars, right?
I will be at the
Stellars.
You're going to be
at the Stellars?
Yes, actually.
I'm going to have to
pick
you out at the Stellars.
Yes, we've got to make that happen. I'm actually going on a tour. We're actually working it out now, where I'll be in California the week before.
Okay.
We're doing the Joyful Noise tour that myself as well as my manager's group, the Joy Boys, we're going on a tour together, and so we will be in several different cities in California the week before Las Vegas, and then the week of the Stellars, we'll be leaving from California going straight to Las Vegas. So I'm really excited about this. March is going to be a good month. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
So I'm excited
about
this.
And if you have any more gospel artists, if you have any more gospel artists, please send them my way. I would love to interview them. I would love to.
Yes, most definitely. I've actually got a friend, Trish Stanley, who just released her new single. I think it's going to be all right or something like that. But she just released it on February 10th. So I'm going to reach out to her and get you all connected. Make
that
happen.
Okay, yeah, please stay in touch. Okay.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
All right. And would any of the guests like to say anything before we – conclude? Anybody? Anyone? All right. Well, I thank each and every one of you for listening. And Ms. Keisha Rainey, may God bless you. And I hope to see you at the Stellars. And may God continue to bless your ministry.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for this platform. I really, 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 really appreciate it. And thank you so much to your listeners for listening in.
Yes, ma'am. All right. And you take care here.
All right. Okay, you too. God bless.
All right.
Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Keisha Rainey. So be sure to check her out on all of the social media sites. Ms. Keisha Rainey, her music is phenomenal. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please continue to uplift and encourage your family and friends by asking them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, journalists, any type of media, anyone who works with youth, please Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And I want to take this time to thank the gospel artists and some of the journalists who have reached out to me, and those individuals who are really for our kids and students, because we're going to have you on the ministry soon. Okay, please continue to pray for, I believe we're on 380 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourselves and pray for those who you know and those who you do not know. Please mark your calendars for the first Saturday in June, as we will have our youth talent show. Please mark your calendars for that in Big Waco, Texas, Bellmead, Texas. So please mark your calendars. Also, just make sure that you continue to watch my Facebook page, as I will have several artists, my top 13 gospel artists, as we quickly approach the Stellar Week. So be sure to look out for that. In addition to that, as I said before, if you would like to come on the ministry, just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. On today, I recommend our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I hope that you have a relationship with him. I hope that you continue to know who he is. And so if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.